Hey there, it's Carrie Fox, host of the Mission Forward podcast. By now, you might know that I write a weekly column on communications and life, in addition to hosting this podcast. It's called Finding the Words. And on this season of the podcast, I'm lifting up a few of those essays here as short form episodes of the podcast. If you like what you hear, you can head over to mission.partners and sign up to get these insights delivered straight to your inbox. I also hope that you'll give the show a 5-star rating after listening today. Maybe even share this episode with a friend or a colleague. But now we're going to head over to this week's column, Banking on Trust, my take on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. On Monday, March 6th, Silicon Valley Bank tweeted that it was proud to be on Forbes' annual ranking of America's best banks. 3 days later, that very same bank was at the center of the largest U.S. bank failure since the global financial crisis. So what happened exactly? Well, here's what happened in brief. Last Wednesday, March 8th, Silicon Valley Bank made a surprise announcement that it planned to raise $2.25 billion of capital after a significant loss on its investment portfolio. As Axios reported, that plan should have put worries about its solvency to rest. Instead, it precipitated a run on the bank. Regulators stepped in on Friday to close the bank, and news spread quickly, sending depositors scrambling to withdraw a total of $42 billion in cash in just 2 days. To put that figure into perspective, the previous largest bank run in modern U.S. history was Washington Mutual Bank in 2008, which totaled $16.7 billion over 10 days. The effect of Silicon Valley Bank's rapid demise reverberated across global financial markets and sectors as startups in nearly every industry began questioning the solvency of their own financial institutions. The effects are far-reaching and I know will be long-lasting. While we haven't seen the end of the situation, this is what's sticking with me at this present moment. Reputations take years to build and minutes to ruin. Silicon Valley Bank was the venture capital industry's leading bank, and then it wasn't. While there is great complexity behind why this bank failed, there's also a simple lesson to be learned. How we communicate through crisis matters. Here's a few more communications takeaways that we can learn from this current event. First, communicate with context. So on Wednesday, March 8th, Silicon Valley Bank issued a press release headlined SVB Financial Group announces proposed offerings of common stock and mandatory convertible preferred stock. Whew, the release was dense with details, right? But it left out an essential element, context. Besides a passing reference that the offering would be used for general corporate purposes, there was actually very little detail behind the vague securities offering. SVB raised the opposite of what they intended. Instead of money, they raised worries. Second, choose your call to action carefully. As the situation unfolded, CEO Greg Becker gathered key venture capitalists and founders on Thursday, March 9th, for a Zoom call to deliver a promise that the bank was in a strong position with lots of liquidity. The truth is, it wasn't, and people were worried. SVP CEO Greg Becker did his bank no favors when he told customers to stay calm. Here's what he said. My ask is to stay calm because that's what is important. We have been long-term supporters of you. The last thing we need you to do is panic. Eek. Stay calm. Don't panic. Hardly words to soothe market fears. And third, social media can amplify the good, but it can also amplify worry. By Friday morning, March 10th, the bank had issued a statement on its website acknowledging the problem and assuring clients it was working to resolve it. While the bank's website was updated regularly with status updates, its social media accounts remained dormant. Now, contextually, there was little else SVB could probably share on social media, given their need to stay quiet in a quiet period, right, tied to the securities offering. But that said, most on social media seemed unaware of that securities offering press release, which raised further concern about the bank's silence. That silence led to rumors and speculation as frustrated customers took to Twitter to express their anger and anxiety. And by then, the damage had been done. Bottom line, in this age of real-time information and digital connections, the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank shows how an evolving situation can move into an all-out crisis at supersonic speed. how we communicate through those critical moments of a crisis, and with our audience in mind, will always matter. And that brings us to the end of this short form episode of Mission Forward. If you heard something that's going to stick with you, drop me a line at carrie@mission.partners and let me know what's got you thinking. And definitely check out some of our longer form shows on the power of communications. Mission Forward is produced with the support of Sadie Lockhart in association with True Story FM. Engineering by Pete Wright. If your podcast app allows for ratings and reviews, I hope you will consider doing just that for this show. But the best thing you can do to support Mission Forward is simply to share the show with a friend or a colleague. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you next time.